KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies here in Atlantic. We're at 25 degrees. We look for winter storm warning today until from now until 6 a.m. on Tuesday forecast. And all the area counties in our listing area, we look for snow heavy at times and blowing snow today. Especially later this afternoon, we'll have a high around 28. And the winter storm warning, as I mentioned, remains in effect until 3 a.m. Tuesday. That's for Harrison, Shelby, Pottawatomie, Mills, Montgomery, Fremont, and Page counties, and until 6 a.m. Tuesday for Cass and other area counties that I didn't mention. Officers with the Creston Police Department arrested four individuals over the weekend. Sunday night, 26-year-old Matt Hamm from Creston was arrested on a simple misdemeanor charge of domestic assault and interference with official acts. Hamm was being held in the Union County Jail while awaiting a bond hearing. At around 2:30 a.m. Sunday, 29-year-old James Hamill of Lubbock, Texas, was arrested in Creston for reckless driving. Hamill was cited and released from the Union County Law Enforcement Center on a summons to appear. Saturday evening, 19-year-old Jesse Martin of Creston was arrested for possession of a controlled substance and possession of paraphernalia. She was later released from the Union County Jail on $1,300 bond. And at around 2:40 a.m. Saturday, Cedric Sanders of Rockford, Illinois, was arrested in Creston, a simple misdemeanor charge of domestic assault. He was later released from the Union County Jail on $300 bond. The Iowa Department of Public Health, as of 7:45 a.m. today, had reported 313,238 confirmed cases of COVID-19 statewide since Iowa's outbreak began, with an additional 427 cases confirmed since 10 a.m. Sunday. The IDPH yesterday had reported one additional COVID-19 death over the past 24 hours, raising the state's death toll to 4,448. We'll get an update this morning at 10 o'clock. Of Iowa's pandemic-related deaths, COVID-19 is reported as the underlying cause for 4,086 of them. For 402 Iowans, COVID-19 was a contributing factor to their deaths. The website says 4,119 of the state's deaths involved Iowans with pre-existing conditions. There were no additional deaths reported from western or southwest Iowa counties as of 10 a.m. on Sunday. Iowa DPH reports four less COVID-19 outbreaks among long-term care facilities in the state for a total of 68. The LTCs account for 1,835 of Iowa's current positive cases. COVID-19 outbreaks at long-term care facilities account for 1,860 of the state's total deaths. 986 LTC patients have recovered from the virus. Health officials say there are 383 hospitalizations this morning, of which 78 patients are in intensive care. Hospitals admitted 40 patients over the last 24 hours, or since 10 a.m. on Sunday, compared to 51 hospitalizations the day before. In Region 4, hospitals that are in southwest and western Iowa, 27 are hospitalized with COVID, 7 are in an ICU, 2 had been admitted since Sunday, and 3 are on a ventilator. Iowa's average reported 14-day positivity rate is up from 8.5% on Sunday to 11% this morning. The past 7-day average is at 8.5%. And of the state's confirmed cases, 274,730 Iowans have recovered. You can take a look at other data in this same story on our news page at KJAN.com. Elsewhere in the news, the Iowa Pork Congress will be held this week, but the pandemic is forcing a series of major changes from years past. Iowa Pork Producers Association spokeswoman Dal Grooms said the first event is at 10 o'clock Tuesday in Des Moines.
We, of course, are going to start the week off with our annual meeting, but that will be the only in-person event that we have. Then we're going to have education sessions, and those are all going to be virtual sessions, one-hour virtual sessions. And, of course, there's not going to be any trade show available to producers, and we know how much they love that.
The 2020 event, which usually brings around 5,000 producers to Iowa's capital city, was canceled, of course, due to COVID-19. Dal Grooms says a host of top-notch speakers are lined up for this year's edition.
Our keynoter is Damian Mason. He's an economist, an ag economist, who also does some speaking and kind of motivational and inspiring. And he's going to be talking about different events that have happened in agriculture and how they're going to impact producers in the future.
Mason's talk is scheduled for noon on Wednesday, while there are two educational workshops planned for Thursday.
One is going to be with Hannah Thompson-Weeman of Animal Ag Alliance, and she's just going to talk about some of the animal activists and what they've been doing and how producers can protect their farm and farm security. And then the other educational session is going to be about some of the new marketing opportunities that have been developed.
Pre-register for those events at iowaporkcongress.org on the web. The leader of one of the groups which supports and runs horse racing in Iowa tells state regulators there is a new federal plan in the works that could be devastating to the industry. John Moss is the executive director of the Iowa Horsemen's Benevolent and Protective Association, says a new regulation act got tacked onto the massive federal relief package.
And this act is probably one of the biggest changes in the horse racing industry since the Interstate Horse Racing Act of 1978.
He says the 1978 act set up a framework for horse racing and allowed each state to implement its plan within that framework. Moss said the new act takes away the state power.
They have now effectively said that all the rights the states have been abdicated, and you must turn over anything in relation to a new organization that will be formed that will dictate not only medication procedures, but also safety issues.
Moss told the Racing and Gaming Commission at their monthly meeting that the state control is just one of the issues of concern, and the potential cost is another.
Because of the fact that this new group that is being formed is unchecked in how much they can charge us as the state of Iowa in order to actually regulate this racing industry within the state. This new group takes your power, gets to dictate how much money it's going to cost them, they think, to actually administer this, and then charge us to do that. And they're going to charge not only Prairie Meadows and the horsemen, but the state. They're going to do whatever they want.
And Moss says that the Iowa Senators Joni Ernst and Chuck Grassley were against the measures but had to vote for the bill to get the needed pandemic relief. He said there's going to be a reckoning we're going to be in a tough position. We may reach out and request something of your assistance to try and help stop this from being implemented. The Racing and Gaming Commission members say they are aware of the situation, and Moss says he's talked with the Racing and Gaming Administrator about the issue. Very North Central Iowa venue, best known for hosting the last concert of Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, and J.B. the Big Bopper Richardson before they died in a 1959 plane crash, is now a National Historic Landmark. The Iowa Department of Cultural Affairs announced Friday that the Surf Ballroom in Clear Lake had earned the designation from the U.S. Department of the Interior. National Historic Landmarks are buildings, sites, districts, structures, and objects that have been determined to be nationally significant in American history and culture. The ballroom's nomination was officially approved on January 13th. The Iowa Department of Corrections reports Jamar Maurice Jackson, who was convicted of burglary in the first degree and other crimes in Polk County, failed to report back to the Fort Des Moines Correctional Facility, a residential correctional facility, as required Saturday afternoon. Jackson is a 35-year-old black male, 5 feet 9 inches tall, weighs 213 pounds. He was admitted to the work release facility on December 21st. Persons with information on his whereabouts should contact their local police department. You can see a picture of that man in this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. And the Iowa Democratic Party chose a state representative from Ames to lead the party as it works to retain its spot as the nation's first caucuses in the presidential elections. Representative Ross Wilburn was elected on Saturday. Wilburn said he'll work with national party officials to try and keep Iowa's traditional role as the first caucus in the country. Some national officials have suggested changing that and moving away from the caucuses in favor of primaries after Iowa Democrats had problems that delayed the results of their presidential nominating contest for days during last year's election. That is a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.